I'm Mike, and I'm pinch hitting a little bit here. It's nice to be talking to you all today. One of the windows says De La Salle High School over there. I went there for 2 years, so I'm proud to be here as a speaker. I'm to talk about the second beatitude. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. And you know, I think step one, because this is the ultimate unmanageability, you know, that we live and we die, and we have no control over that. And I'm thinking today about, I went to Jerusalem, and up on the hill, you know, you come out of St. Stephen's Gate, and you go down, and there's like the Garden of Olives, and then you go up the hill, and there's a church called Dominus Flebit. And what that means is Christ wept. Christ wept. And I believe, this is what they told me, now I'm not positive, but this is what they told me, is that Jesus could see what the Romans are going to do in the future. Because when the Jews revolted against Rome, they sent the legions over and they killed 1 million Jews in Israel. So anyway, so even Christ, our leader, you know, it proves that he was fully human, that he also did mourn. These thoughts may be a little random, but the other thing I think is we all have those that we have loved and lost. But I take comfort in the fact that life is short, really. I mean, and we live in the hope of being reunited in heaven. And I think just yesterday I was in high school, you know. So, you know, everything is just so fast. I can't believe it. And finally, I just want to say, you know, I have the belief that Jesus will always help. He will always help. And when asked, and usually through people, you know. I'm not going to probably see too many miracles, burning bushes, that sort of thing, but I will get help. And the Lord will always send help. And then, finally, I just want to say, Calyx people are really very comforting and caring people. You know, people that are in recovery, they're the salt of the earth. They have the softest hearts. So, that's wherein comfort comes from. And I guess finally, I'm to introduce Leanne. Leanne.